Hi there, Gina Murphy Darling, a.k.a. Mrs. Green here, and I'm so very happy to have with me a wonderful, informative, and passionate guest from the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum. Her name is Kim Franklin. She is a conservation research scientist at the Desert Museum, and she truly cares deeply about conservation and preservation of species. So welcome, Kim, and thanks for being here again. It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's get up to date on buffalo grass. It's hot. It's the summer. We've had some bad fires in the past. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what's going on with buffalo grass this summer.
Yeah, so buffalo grass is an invasive species, and it's one of the worst invasive species because it changes the fire ecology of our region. So if you think about the deserts, they generally don't burn. Deserts don't burn. There's just not enough fuel. Buffalo grass is a great fuel. So it moves into the desert, and it creates this potential for big fires that kill our native species, including saguaros. So the last big fire was actually on July 4th, 2017. It was not that big in terms of fires, but it was a 5-acre fire on a mountain, and it burned 270 saguaros. We are monitoring those saguaros as well as the 500 Palo Verdes that were burned to see if they're going to make it. And our prediction is that most of them are not going to make it. So yeah, even these small fires can kill a large number of some of our most iconic species, like the saguaro cactus. And we even have fires in our city as well, in smaller local fires. And so I went to visit a burn site earlier in the spring. It was near the intersection of Grant and First. A motorcycle shop burned down, and the fire started in a stand of buffalo grass in the alley behind the shop. So these small fires can have significant impacts
on your homes and businesses.
Definitely.
People have to really pay attention. It's really great fuel. I know there's a lot of things that people can do to get involved. They can support the efforts financially. They can be part of the Beat Back Buffalo Grass. There are things that people can actually, the call to action that I love. So how do they find out more about that?
So you can go to bufflegrass.org, and there's a website that will tell you all about buffalo grass. You could request a speaker. You can volunteer to go dig it up sometime. You can donate a little money to the effort. You can just learn more about buffalo grass and make sure you don't have it in your own yard.
Okay, everybody. So desertmuseum.org is a great place to find out all kinds of wonderful things about what's going on there, even in the summer. Past episodes of this program can be heard at kxci.org on Mrs. Green's World page. And if you want to know more about Mrs. Green's World, please check out mrsgreensworld.com. Kim, thank you for being here. I always learn something and enjoy having you.
I always enjoy being here. Thank you.